Right, well, AD, first of all, I suppose we've got to look at the fantastic news. I know it happened a week ago, but I know a lot of hard work was put in by a lot of people. Guiseley's Nevermore Park getting the ground grading required to stay in the National League. Just how big a boost is this for the club?
Well, I mean, I think it's a massive boost, but it was also a massive cliff edge. I mean, because the difficulties around initially planning, then difficulties around, you know, the difficulties we had with the tree protection and all that, it was so squeezed into a very tight period that I have to say that there were, hadn't it been for an awful lot of, well, you know, sort of almost beyond belief hard work from people, we wouldn't have got there. So I think there was a real risk that, you know, we would have potentially found ourselves in a position where we effectively go down off the pitch, which would have been a disaster. So it's, you know, a tribute to an awful lot of very hard work from obviously a lot of paid contractors and also from an awful lot of volunteers. So, tremendous achievement, actually, given the stupid short timescale that we had.
I know that I was at the game against Chester on the Monday and the appeal was on the Wednesday when they had a look round. And I know even then a lot of hard work was happening. So it did go down to the wire, didn't it?
Yeah, literally to within the hour. I mean, when you consider that in the space of no more than 5 or 6 weeks, we've had to put additional toilet facilities in the dressing room to meet that particular requirement. We've had to build a new turnstile block. We've had to put emergency lighting all the way around the ground. There's been 3 terraces built. There's 200 metres of additional crust barriers and steps put in. New emergency gates, new perimeter fencing, new workman's compound. You know, the list just goes on and on. And so given there were probably half a dozen sets of contractors all working in conjunction with each other, as well as renewing all the mains, water, power, etc., it's just quite remarkable, if I'm honest.
And obviously, that's the whole thing, isn't it? It must give the squad a boost, knowing that they've got a lot to play for, and there certainly is a lot to play for the upcoming games.
Yeah, and I think the other side of it is, I mean, we haven't finished either. Although we've done what we had to do to get through the grading, we will continue. As an example, we're building a new catering block at the what effectively is the away end, where the new turnstile block. We'll continue to enhance other areas of the ground. The supporters club have got the scoreboard appeal. We are looking to continue to enhance the facility throughout the summer. So, I think certainly by the time we get to the pre-season friendlies and whatever, we'll have a facility which actually is almost unrecognisable.
And obviously there's been some more news which happened this week, and it really is a fitting tribute to Craig Shearston that the Guiseley Supporters Club Player of the Season Award will now be named after him, a fan who passed away, obviously someone who did so much for the club.
No, I mean, I think everybody who knew Craig, lovely lad, very clever lad, loved his football club, loved his family, man with massive number of interests in terms of everything he did, just an enthusiast. And I think his very early death came as a, I mean, he was desperately ill, but it came as a real shock to us all that what happened. I think his funeral was one of the most sort of meaningful and well-attended things I've ever been to. And I think, yeah, what the supporters have done is, I mean, frankly, if the supporters club hadn't done something, I think the club would have done, because Craig was a friend to many people, including myself.
And I know whenever I spoke to him, he had so much passion for Guiseley, didn't he? And he always made sure that if a person with a dog came, that the dog got a free sausage roll, he'd pay for that. I mean, it's the little things he did. He was just such a great guy.
He was an absolute, I know people overuse the term one of nature's gentlemen, but what was also great about Craig, he wasn't just that he was a gentleman and he was passionate about Guiseley, but he was also a wonderfully funny guy, and he was just a joy to be around. So, he was, and he also was, because he was clever. He had a sort of a razor-like wit, and he could do sarcasm as an art form. So, no, I mean, massively missed by all of us, and I'm delighted that the supporters could have done what they've done.
And obviously, it'd be a fitting tribute as well if we can now stay up and ensure that we're in the National League next season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all knew pre-season it'd be a massive challenge. I mean, the analogy, and I might have said this to you, but the analogy for me is that I've been several places this season. As you know, I'm on the pitch, you know, helping out with setting up the warm-up and whatever. And you think, hang on, I've been here with Spurs. And I think people sometimes, and even when you walk around Guiseley, I think people don't realise just exactly where we've come from. You know, when I joined, we were probably three or four games away from getting relegated to Northern Counties East. So that sort of, you know, that past a decade now, the amount of progress has just been astonishing. So I think, you know, we came up knowing it'd be hard, and it is. it's just been a tremendous challenge. But in fairness, I think anybody who's watched us this season, there's only been a couple of occasions when you felt we'd been outclassed. Most games you've been in the game. I mean, I think the issue is we've probably drawn too many.
And I mean, obviously, you talk about the journey that Guiseley have gone through, and you look at the teams that Guiseley have faced this season, the likes of Grimsby Town, the likes of Tranmere Rovers, and obviously on Saturday, another team with a lot of Football League heritage in Cheltenham Town as well.
Yeah, I think they performed a masterstroke down there when they went down and got Gary Johnston in, because he's very good at very particular style of play, very, very powerful, organised teams, very direct. And you don't go on the unbeaten run they're on at the moment and be odds on favourites to win the championship without being very good. So no, it'll be a massive challenge on Saturday.
And just finally, Aidy, then, I mean, I'm trying to work it out myself, but just how many points do you think Guiseley will need to ensure they stay up?
I'm not doing that. we've obviously, Mark and Bosch and Martin and myself, and indeed the board, we've talked about, you know, the sort of numbers we thought we would need. But as has been demonstrated this last few weeks, you'll suddenly find a team, example Chester, who've dropped into trouble. You've teams like Altrincham, who, if I'm honest, 2 months back I thought would get out of it. Halifax and Torquay are doing the converse. So I think all you can do is just look after your own results. You know, I mean, clearly, sort of the Macclesfield, Boreham, Wood, Wrexham, all the games are all massive. But it's a matter of, you know, you don't want to say two because it might be three. Yeah, what is it in terms of wins? So we just do every game as though it's a cup final and go out and do our best.